Okay, let us pray. Gracious and merciful God, today's good news is so wondrous, so magnificent, and so overwhelming that we truly struggle to wrap our heads around it. Lord, we are often spellbound by your love, and we simply cannot understand why you have chosen us. In our imperfect action, we often forsake this gift. Lord, we are broke. We ask this Easter morning for your understanding. We ask that you give our hearts the wisdom to receive that which our brains cannot fully understand. Lord, I ask you this day to send your Spirit to fill our whole bodies with your resurrection promise. Words cannot express our gratitude and love for you, and it is my prayer this morning that you accept our humble thanks and praise. All this I pray in your holy and good name. Amen.
Amen. Let's try that again. Good morning and happy Easter. The goal of this sunrise service this morning is to help you leave this place just a little bit different than you came. It is my hope that we have shown you through our worship together this morning that there is real hope, and I do mean real hope, in Christ Jesus. When we think of Easter, a number of thoughts should come to mind. Death has been conquered, sin has been defeated, and Christ reigns victoriously. But the one word that returns like a prevailing wind is hope when we think of Easter. In this Easter season, most every message you see or read, you hear about this hope that we proclaim. Two messages specifically this week that come to mind that I have read and seen personally. The first, it says, "Hey, it's Friday, but don't worry, Sunday's coming." The other one said, "The greatest gift about Easter wasn't finding eggs, it was finding an empty tomb." Let's think about that for a second. Where is there hope and emptiness? If you believe for one second that you do not serve a powerful God, you are sadly mistaken this morning. God can turn evil into good. God can turn hate into love. God can turn darkness into light. And yes, God can turn death into life. Because in the emptiness of that tomb, he left each one of us eternal life. Here's another perspective. I'm going to shift gears on you for a second. It is Christmas morning, and together we are celebrating under the tree. It is a time of joy, love, family, and fellowship. We are opening our gifts together, and I give you a wrapped gift box, the largest, by the way, that's under the tree in the room. And as you work your way into that package to find absolutely nothing but an empty box, what would your reaction be? At first glance, the box was empty. But on a second inspection, you find that I have taped a single piece of paper to the side of that box. And on that note, I wrote the words, "I love you." I love you. I love you. In that simple message, in that box, by itself, taped to the wall, what would you think? What would your reaction be? This morning I ask you three questions. Would my gift sustain you until the following Christmas and beyond? Would my message be enough to continue our relationship together? would it show you how much I cared for each of you and how much I loved you? Would you find comfort in that message, and would you love me back? Would you believe me in the words written on the notes? Trevor said two things to each of you this morning. Do you remember what they were? Now, I know it's early and you're struggling, but you were awake, right? You remember what he told you? In Trevor's reading this morning, he read Jesus' words to you. It said, "I am the resurrection and the life. The one that believes in me will live, even though they die. And whoever lives by believing in me will never die." And then it asked a specific question. Do you believe this? Liam does. Do you believe this? Let me read you another translation of the same passage from the Message, the version called the Message. You do not have to wait for the end. I am, right now, resurrection and life, Jesus says. The one who believes in me, even though he or she dies, will live. Everyone who lives believing in me does not ultimately die at all. Again, it asks, do you believe this? Friends, this is the question each one of you have to answer for yourselves. You can answer it this morning. You can answer it tomorrow, but you have to answer it for yourself. You cannot believe this because your friends believe it. You cannot believe it because your spouse believes it. You cannot believe it because it's a popular thing to do. You must believe it for yourself. If you do, your life is only in its beginning. If you do, your life has only experienced the minute edge of the world that is to come. In this, hope is real and we can see a new life. The one that is defined today, the one we're living in right now, and the one that is yet to come. If we live each day in the resurrection, we can only see joy, even in sorrow. We can only see hope, even when others believe it to be lost. And we can only see good, even in the midst of evil. In Jesus' words, he said, "Whoever lives by believing in me," he means right now, this very second. Not tomorrow, not the next day, right now. He again says, whoever lives by believing in me. He then goes on to say, if you do this, if you believe in me, if you live now and believe in me, even though you die, whoever shall have lived believing in me will never die. Folks, that is the resurrection. That is the hope in the emptiness of the tomb. Jesus said to the faithful, "Abide in me as I will abide in you." Today I want you to stop. Today I want you to redirect yourselves. Today I want you to shed your conceited selves and pause. Every one of us, from the youngest to the oldest, has an invitation from Jesus to live in Him this morning, to settle our lives firmly in the presence and love. As believers, we are called to be in the care of Jesus Christ, our Lord, a loving healer and a friend. We are charged to carry that love with us as we live out our lives this very moment and this very day and the days to come. In closing, I take you back to that Christmas morning under the tree. where I ask you three simple questions about my gift to you. Would my gift sustain you until the following Christmas and beyond? Would my message be enough to continue our relationship? Would it show you how much I care and how much I love you? Could you find comfort in it? And would you love me back? Would you believe me in the words that were written on that note? So here is the confession this morning. My gift wasn't wrapped up in an empty box. In fact, it wasn't my gift. The gift was given, that's for certain. And when the stone was rolled away some 2,000 years ago, it too was empty. You see, the gift was Christ Jesus, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. He was sent here to die for you and me. But before that, he was to transform the world with a single message. I love you. I love you. I love you. This message was taped to his heart. His ministry and death was to be the example of love. This example is something that you and I are to find comfort in, and you and I are to believe in it. We are to believe that God so loved the world that he sent his only begotten Son. All we had to do was believe. Well, do you? Do you believe? The love found in the emptiness of the tomb, do you believe it? Or is it just an empty Christmas package? Do you believe it? As you leave this special place this morning at the conclusion of our worship service, I want you to go out into the world once again. First, I want you to eat. Then go out into the world. Make sure you can answer this question. Do you love Christ Jesus as much as he loved you? Do you recognize his sacrifice for your soul? Do you? Do you love him as much as he loves you? This is a question you ask yourselves. You cannot believe this because someone else believes it. You must believe it yourself. What I will share with you is Scripture is the promise. It is the covenant. God loves you. He died for you. He was born for you. His ministry was for us. And today we have the gospel as truth. This morning he loves you. This morning he is risen. He lives. And because he lives, you too shall live this life and beyond. But you have to believe it. Do you? Amen.